What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore. My wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
So I got a question for you, Kathy.
Okay.
You ever been to church and like the pastor ends up preaching the same sermon you've already heard maybe a couple of weeks earlier or like a recycled sermon?
Occasionally, yes.
You're like, oh, didn't they hear this stories or something, you know? Mm-hmm. So I guess we're gonna do that today. We're going to talk about something
we just recently
talked about. And so we're kind of like, I guess, recycling a topic that we just had a show on not long ago, and that's going to be on uninsured motorist coverage. And a lot, you know, we're doing these shows. We try to do them every week. It's hard for us because we have a lot of obligations. We have customers. We have employees. So there's times where you have to rerun a show, which I really hate to do that because the station owner, Jeff, has been kind enough to let us do these shows. And we're hoping to provide some kind of, you know, awareness about an insurance policy, because nobody looks at their insurance policy until they have a claim or their price goes up. And it's something that we feel is very important. Of course, we do this and we're sensitive about it, but we see the backside of this when people don't have the right coverage or they didn't think about this. And so we're trying to create an awareness, but also we're trying to promote our business, obviously. But uninsured motorist is one of those themes that just kind of comes up over and over again.
People don't understand what it is. That's the problem.
And these shows, you know, I just sometimes go by the fly and say, okay, what did I deal with this week? What did I have to talk about this week? And well, we've had two customers this week that wanted to delete their coverage for uninsured motorist. And it is a voluntary decision if you want to have uninsured motorist or not have uninsured motorist. The state laws of North Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee do not require you to be legal on the road to have uninsured motorist coverage. So therefore, you can elect to reject the coverage. And we're going to tell you today why we think that's not wise. One good thing about, you know, I don't think I'm that old. Maybe I am older, but I'm 55 years old, and I started the business back when I've been doing this for 30 years. And one of the good things about that is I can't talk about current stories, current events with current customers, but I've been around long enough to know where I can bring up something that happened 25 years ago. And the people a lot of times are not here anymore. And I remember very vividly where we had a customer that had rejected their uninsured motorist coverage. Well, guess what happened, Kathy?
That accident.
They got hit by an uninsured driver.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman, who I'm pretty confident passed on now, was very upset. And he had signed documents stating the fact that he wanted to reject uninsured motorist coverage. So he did go to the attorney. And the attorney said, well, you know, you signed these documents. And what was said to us, if I had known what I was signing, I would have never signed this document.
Mm-hmm.
So from that point forward, and also other situations we've had, I decided that we've got to have some sort of minimum coverage that we write. We can't just be peddling some kind of cheap policy and then we leave our customer out to dry when something happens. And I wish that we had had uninsured motorist for that gentleman, because he had medical bills he couldn't pay and he had to go find other ways to pay his bills. And then if somebody doesn't have insurance, do you think they're going to have assets? If they can't pay for an insurance policy, do you think they're going to have any kind of assets to go after when you're out money? What's the answer to that, Kathy?
Probably not.
And you can't get blood out of a what?
Turnip.
So that's going to be on you to pay for your bills, your medical bills. I remember very distinctly that Kathy and I went down to a car dealership and we bought a Honda Pilot. And the salesperson said, okay, you're required as part of this sale to buy, it was some sort of warranty. Remember what it was, Kathy? What, yes. What did it do?
It was something to do with the fact that they, with the inside interiors, that if something was ripped or something like that, and we were like, okay, well, we didn't really, it was a lot of, if they put out on the end of the sale, and they were going to do other things, but that was just something we didn't want to have.
It's like, oh, bubble gum gets on your seat, and we're going to pay thousands of dollars to fix this, and I don't want that. I do not want to have this warranty. If bubble gum gets in my seat, I'm just going to pay it for it. Right? I'm
not
going
to. Or the kids or the dog eats the back seat or the headrest or something.
So they said, well, you don't understand. This is a condition of our sale. We're not selling the car unless you buy this.
Right.
And so I bought something I did not want to buy.
Right.
And so I relate to that when a customer calls me or our agency and we're saying we have a certain minimum that we write.
Right.
Including uninsured motorist covers and underinsured. So in these two cases here, this past week, customers were mad because they didn't want the coverage.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to want it when they have a claim, I'm telling you.
So I feel like...
We've seen it numerous times.
Yeah, just in this situation I dealt with years ago, that I'm going to be going to court all the time as an agency owner and not protecting my customer because this particular gentleman years ago wanted to come back and... hold us accountable for his decision.
Well, let's talk about this really quick about exactly what we're talking about. So we have uninsured and underinsured. Uninsured means they have no insurance. They don't have any. They're driving around illegal in most states, and they are involved in an accident or they hit you or whatever, and then you're stuck, your company, and you are stuck with the situation. If you don't have uninsured motorist coverage, then your policy will not pay for you to get back to where you were previously, and then they would subrogate against the person who didn't have any insurance. We have seen this also in different claims over the years where it wasn't just about uninsured. It's like someone's hit and ran, you know, hit your car and ran, and they had, you know, that we didn't know if they had insurance or not, and they had to pay it under an uninsured motorist. And the other thing is it's underinsured, which means they have coverage, but they have the bare minimum. It's not going to be enough for you to get back to where you were. So your policy then will also pay and then subrogate against the individual.
So what Kathy's referenced here, in the state of Georgia, mm-hmm. to be legal on the road, you have to carry $25,000 mm-hmm. per person of liability insurance.
Right.
And that's for bodily injury.
Right.
So $25,000.
It's not going to go far.
Wouldn't get you to the hospital. So what happened is you would get a check from the at-fault person's insurance policy for $25,000, mm-hmm. and that's it. The limits mm-hmm. are exhausted, and maybe you're out $100,000. Mm-hmm. Some of the biggest claims that we have, you'd think it would be, you know, somebody's house burning. And yes, those are big claims.
Yes.
The biggest claims we have normally have to do with an auto accident. And specifically, uninsured motorists, we've had some really large claims on mm-hmm. that where
we have
our customers injured, they have medical bills. I don't like the way the wording on the policy is. I think it should say
people think it's for the other driver, it's not for them. But it's for you. It's not for the other person. It's definitely for you.
a better way to word that would be protection from other uninsured motorists.
Un and underinsured, yes.
Because people called up and they'll say, I don't want to pay for
somebody
uninsured drivers. Why am I paying for somebody else?
Right.
Well, you're not. So if you don't have the uninsured motorist and you're out, you know, you've been injured. Well, okay, I'm retired and I'm on Medicare, so I've got health insurance. Well, you're still going to have deductibles. Well, I can buy MedPay for that. Yes, you can. Well, what happens when your grandchildren's in the car or maybe your friend's in the car and they have no coverage? It's going to cover any occupancy of the car, in owner. I can't remember the exact word in the policy, but it's like you've got coverage for occupants of your vehicle, and it might be your friends, it might be your grandchildren. Well, I don't drive but once a week, and I don't go to the store. Well, okay, I can see maybe that's going to be somebody that I can see the chances of having a claim would be very small, but you still could, right?
And absolutely.
I was going to pull up our insurance policy and see what we're paying for uninsured motorists, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not that much.
It's not very much.
part
of course, in Georgia, you have to have a deductible. I think the lowest is $250. North Carolina does not require a deductible for uninsured motorists. So they are a little different from each state.
So I guess we'll wrap up our first segment here. We're talking about uninsured motorist coverage and why it's a good idea to carry the coverage. My name is Mark Moore, and we'll be back after the break. You've been listening to Peace of Mind on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 are in Georgia, and 2 of them are in North Carolina. We have 3 different locations that are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and we're located in Blairsville, Georgia, Hiawassee, Georgia, and also Hayesville, North Carolina. We are located in Blairsville at More Insurance Services, Inc., right across the street from Home Depot, and we're next to the post office located in the South State Bank building there on the corner right there at the light. Come by and see us there in Blairsville for all your insurance needs. Then our other location in Georgia, which is in Hiawassee, Georgia, we're located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the Red Brick Building next to the hospital called Town Trace. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee for your insurance needs there in Hiawassee. And our last location, which is our main hub, which is in Hayesville, North Carolina, located at 157 Highway 64 West. We're right next to United Community Bank as well in Hayesville on the main drag. So come by and see us there in Hayesville. Then we have another location located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's called Mountain Insurance LLC. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located on Highway 64 also. It's actually past Arby's and So Good's restaurant. We're right next door to there. So come by and see us in Murphy for your insurance needs as well. Then our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance Blue Ridge LLC. It's also a division of More Insurance. We're located between United Community Bank and Burger King on the main drag there. Not downtown, but on the main drag of the 515 area on the actual thing. So come by and see us. Also check us out on our website at www.moreinsurance.com. You can request a quote. You can make a payment. You also can listen to all these lovely podcasts that we have done, just in case you've missed one. So check them out if you have any questions regarding your insurance policies.
And the only thing lovely about the podcast is you, Kathy. I don't think it's me. So,
thanks.
Anyway, so today we're talking about, well, first of all, my name is Mark Moore. And I'm talking today, or we are talking today, about why do I need to have uninsured motorist coverage? It's not required by the state. You can sign a paper to reject having the coverage. The state of Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, that you don't have to have the coverage. It's something that's optional. And why do I want to buy something that's optional? Well, I don't have to pay for this. And so we're here today to try to convince you that it's a good measure to carry this coverage, because we've been to situations that we've seen that our customer has been hit, no fault of their own. That's another topic. Is some states are called no-fault states, but this
and
is
we're not one in Georgia.
This is not a no-fault state. So there's no fault of your own. It was my fault. Somebody else caused the accident. They didn't have any insurance. And now what am I going to do?
Right.
And your only source of remedy, we've got two sources. One, you can go get an attorney, and you can sue that negligent third party. I'm going to be betting that if they can't pay for insurance, then they don't have any assets to go after. So you're not going to be able to recover from them. Your best source of remedy is to carry uninsured motorist coverage. And that way it's going to pay for your bodily injury and even the property damage that you have. So what's going to happen is the insurance company is going to pay you for your medical bills, for your injuries, maybe potentially your vehicle to be replaced. And then they're going to take your rights for recovery, and that's just called a subrogation. And so instead of you having to get an attorney and you sue the third party, the insurance company is going to do that. You've right. washed your hands with it. You've signed off a release, and now the insurance company has the right of recovery to go against the third party. But at least in this situation here, you've been made whole. uninsured and underinsured coverage you sell in your policy is kind of not an ideal wording. We think it should be, say, protection from uninsured drivers. And there's a lot of them out there on the roads. A lot of people don't carry insurance.
Or they don't have enough insurance.
And I said before the break, these are some of our biggest claims that we have. And so do I want to have people not covered that do business with us, knowing that some of the biggest claims the agency has? It almost seems unfair because somebody else has caused a situation. Somebody else is at fault. And yet our insurance company is having to pay for this. But they also are collecting premium for this situation. So that's what we're talking about today. That's why we think it's important to have. And I don't want to see somebody not be able to pay their bills or have a way to recover. You know, and it may be occupancy of your car, like I said. It may be you've had a friend in the car, and you know, now they've got medical bills. Well, what are they going to do? Well, they're going to have to go sue the third party. I mean, it's just kind of one of those things that I think it's just a good thing to have.
Right.
And people don't understand it until they have the claim. We had one customer that called years ago, and our agent talked to them, and they were adamant. They were wanting to make 100% sure that they had uninsured most motorist coverage. And it was kind of like, okay, something's happened.
Right.
And they had had a situation that they had been through with an uninsured driver. And that's why, evidently, they didn't have the coverage before they came to us. And they were very, very, very
nervous
and wanted to make absolutely sure that they had the coverage. So you really can't describe to somebody what it's like until somebody has been through the process of this happening.
That's right.
You know, God forbid our house ever burns. We are around people all the time. You know, probably a couple of years we'll have somebody's house. Their house fire.
It's really unfortunate. We
can't describe, or we don't know what that is like for that to happen. Even though we're around it all the time, we just don't know until it happens to you. And that's the same way with uninsured motorists. It gets glossed over until you have the next situation where you've got to go out there and you've got to pay real dollars out of your banking account, or you've got to go out there and, you know, get with an attorney. And this will probably be a good place to have an attorney when you've got somebody that's caused you, you know, damage, and you're trying to pay your bills. You know, there's a need for that in this situation. But that whole need can be avoided if that you have the uninsured motorist coverage claim. What do you think, Kathy? Am I right?
Well, I mean, we've seen it. I mean, we can tell you numerous state, you know, in Georgia, we've seen it in North Carolina. I mean, there's people that don't have insurance. There's people who don't have the minimum coverages, and they're, you know, they're involved in an accident. Sometimes it's just one car accident. It could be multi-car accident, and they don't have enough in coverage to cover all the parties that are involved, and they're at fault. And, you know, that's when you have to have it on your policy. Otherwise, you're going to be without, and you're going to have to do all these other things that you would not have to do. We just recommend and think that it's the best thing for you to have, because you just don't know what's going to happen. And that's, you know, part of it. We're trying to avoid exposure. We're trying to avoid situations. That's what we, you know, we have insurance for certain reasons, for peace of mind. And I feel like people would not have peace of mind if they don't have it and something were to happen. And we, I mean, again, as we recamp what I said earlier, I've seen this pay out when someone was a hit and run, and I've seen it pay out with someone who has no insurance. We've seen it have it with people that don't have enough insurance, and it happens a lot. So just keep yourself protected is all I can say for people to do. I encourage you to definitely consider or have it if you can.
So in Georgia, according to the internet, 18.1% of motorists in Georgia are uninsured. So that's like 1 out of 5. And that would be 1.4 million drivers right now on the roads, or maybe not on the road, but there's 1.4 million drivers in Georgia are without any auto liability coverage. So that's what you would hope to have when you're in an accident. You hope the other person has got
insurance
and you hope they've got enough insurance. So maybe you're hit by a driver that has responsible, and they've got $1 million, you know, they got maybe an umbrella policy. It's going to cover all your bills. But, you know, when you have one out of five drivers almost in the state of Georgia does not have insurance.
It's bound to happen to somebody or someone you love or yourself or somebody you know. So
Georgia ranks consistently in the top 7 to 10 most common states where customers do not have or drivers do not have insurance. So, well, that's our spiel for today, I guess, Kathy. That's our soapbox, our spiel, our warning, trying to convince that it's a good idea to have it. Think about uninsured drivers and uninsured motors.
Right. And not be protected. We want you guys to be protected. Yeah. That's our most important.
So my name is Mark Moore. My wife, Kathy, and we're on Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.